And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday, so I will be taking your phone calls. So if you want to give me a call and talk about all of this stuff that's happening on these colleges with these pro-Hamas terrorists showing up, attacking, you know, people, peaceful people. But, you know, according to the media, they said this is all of this is peaceful. This is all peaceful protesting. Even though the police officer standing up and then the police officers show up and then, of course, they attack police officers and then they get in the way of police officers from doing their jobs. And then what's really interesting is that all these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorist supporters at these colleges are screaming that now they are Hamas, and they're screaming saying that they're out there protesting against a genocide that's taking place. And they're doing it in designated places where they already know for a fact that they should not be there in these locations, but they don't care. They show up there because they're trying to bring as much attention to what they're doing as possible. Because if they go to the designated locations on these college campuses where they can do the protesting, they feel that they're not going to get the attention that they're looking for because people just stand there and the media are like, okay, these people stand there protesting. So they go where they're going to cause disruption. I believe Hamas is doing this. Hamas is coordinated with the Islamic terrorist groups around the world to bring disruption in the United States of America, and they're doing it starting with our children. See, if they can get our children to be indoctrinated with this stupidity, then they can come after the parents, because they're not going to convince you and I, because we're not impressionable like that. We're not going to say, well, you know what? I know what the country has done for me, but these young ones is pretty much, you know, had mother's milk and had it everything handed to them for the most part. They don't understand the struggles that we've gone through as adults. They don't understand how you and I in the past, how we had to struggle through, we had to fight through just to get to the point that we are right now. So we know what it takes to get here. But these young, impressionable-minded children, they don't understand. They believe this. Well, I'm kicking and screaming, and I want this. I want it. I want you to give me what I want, because they've been so accustomed to getting what they want. And they're utilizing that. And I'm talking about these Islamic pro-Hamas terrorists. They're using this against them right now. And because they're using this against them, they're taking advantage of it. And of course, they don't realize that it's happening to them. They're just going along. There's actually a video. We should have got the video, Shannon, where the young girl is out there protesting. Just to prove my point with all of this, can we see if we can find that? You remember, it's the young female. She said, why are we out here protesting? We know that we're protesting against Israel, but exactly, again, why are we out here protesting? You remember that was in New York, but it just proves my point. I mean, I'm pretty sure many of you have already seen that video. So if we find it, we'll go ahead and pull it out. But as far as this was happening on these college campuses, this is the Summer of Love 2.0. I've been mentioning it, and other people have been mentioning this, that this is the Summer of Love 2.0, and they're going to cause disruption as much as possible because we are in an election year. But see, they don't have a George Floyd movement, so they're using this as the part of their movement. Of course, as soon as they can interject the racial element in all of this, which they already have, they will most definitely make it really, really at the forefront if they can. But maybe not. Maybe they're going to continue down this path because now they can just say, well, this is just against Americans because they're oppressing us. Well, the reason why I'm talking about the Summer of Love 2.0, because as soon as they can interject the whole racial element and bring it to the forefront, they're going to. I believe that they're going to. I want to play a video clip with this pastor actually talking about this very thing. Because, see, black people in America, there's a lot of black people in this country right now that still believe that they should have everything handed to them because they're being oppressed. They don't realize that they need to work for it. Now, think about this. People from Mexico, people from other nations that's trying to come into the United States of America that's not white. They're coming here because they know it's a better life. But the black people that's been born here, they still act like they're victims. And they've already won the lotto. That is, if you're born in the United States of America, and the first time I heard this expression was from Larry Elders. He said, if you're already born in America, regardless of your complexion, you have won the lotto on this planet. Really, compared to all the other nations on the planet. Listen to this young man.
Country. See, they've messed us up. I want to talk to my people. They've messed us up. They got black folk mad with America. I can't do anything. I'm a black man living in America. Well, I tell you what, that Hispanic man knows he can do something in America. All other men, they're doing everything they can to get in because they know that if you can just get in by hook or by crook, legally or illegally, if I can just get in, I can have a better life. But wicked people have convinced those of us who were born here, you can't have nothing. You can't be nothing. Everybody's against you. You can't get anywhere. And then once you buy that, all you're fitted for now is an orange jumpsuit.
You know what? This is so true. This is so true. When I heard this young man and he's spilling it out, I know I have actually black family members, because, you know, if you can't tell. And I talk to them, and a lot of them act like they're victims, and they go, well, it's just, you know, being black in America, we're victims, we're always being oppressed, the white man's doing this to us, the white man's doing that to us. It's the most idiotic, wanting to live in the past, never looking forward to the future, but every other nationality coming into the United States of America, they're looking forward to the future, except for black people. Born in America. How in the world did that even happen? Who told them that? Who told them that they can't amount to anything? Who told them that? Right? Who said that? Listen.
You won't apply yourself. You won't see what's there because they filled you with anger and resentment, and they make you think that everybody whose color is different from yours are out to get you. Now, the same people who are teaching you this stuff, their neighbor is white.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this, because this is so profound. All the same people like Barack Obama, you know, think about what he's saying here, LeBron James, you know, Mad Maxine Waters, who am I leaving out here? Kamala Harris, right? All of these people that's telling black people that you're oppressed, Oprah Winfrey, all of them, they live in these gated communities next to white people. But hey, they're not talking about the black people living with them. We're talking about the black people that's living in the hood and everywhere else. Listen to what he says.
Those gated communities that they drive off to and go home to, the people, colors opposite theirs. Some of them fly in to speak to you or to perform funerals when a police officer shoots a black person to perform funerals on their private jets. And when they go home, don't you think one minute they go to a hood.
No, they're not going to the hood. They're most definitely not going to the hood. They're going right back to the gated community, but then they're going to come out the very next day and get on the cameras, get in front of the cameras to create this racial division in this country. And you know who's doing it? It's the Democrats, these black Democrats. They're the ones trying to keep the division and create the division. And you know what? These same black Democrats, they're working hand in hand with Hamas along with the white liberals. The entire leftist movement is to destroy the country. They're working together. They're working together to destroy this country. Okay, so you did find a video I was talking about with the young female saying that we're out here protesting. Because, look, they're out here protesting at these colleges. And they're trying to act like they're out there for a just cause, but they're not even out there for a just cause. Do you have it? Is that it there?
It's right there.
Is that it there? Okay, you did? Okay. We'll go ahead. Let's go ahead and bring it in here. Is this it right here? Oh, okay. Okay. Go ahead and put it on there for me. So Think about this. Can we put the phone number up on the screen too? Because when you put the phone number down at the timeline, because it is Friday, I want to know what your viewpoint on this. So go ahead and give me a call. And go ahead, if you're going to call me, go ahead and call in early. A lot of times, for some reason, people wait until at the end of the show where I have to rush you off. So if you want to call in and make your point, go ahead and call in now. The number is 319-527-3453. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. It's right there at the bottom too, but for people that are listening in, 319-527-3453. Okay, so now let's go to this young female, which I'm pretty sure many of you have seen this video, where she's out there protesting, and to prove my point, how they're using this to get these young, impressionable minds to hate America even more. There is a takeover of the United States of America, not even just at the federal level, but they're trying to do it at every single level in the country. Listen to this young female.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students need our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of calls.
So right there, she doesn't even know why they're protesting against Israel. They were just told to show up and just to protest. And these Islamic terrorist groups that are organized through Hamas coming into the United States of America with an organization called CARE and others, they're organizing all of this and getting all of these students to show up to protest against Israel. And again, they don't even know why they're here, why they're even doing it. They're just doing it because they were told to do it. And then they get upset when they get arrested. But, you know, like I said, it's at every level. Look at this clip here. This is a guy from Fox 7. Fox 7, and many of you probably seen this too, but I felt it was appropriate to address this. You even have the camera, because most of the government state media, they all lean left, which they hate Israel, right? So if you hate Israel, then you lean left. You really do. Watch the camera guy. You see the camera guy right there in the middle? Watch what he does with the camera on his shoulder. He's actually going to lunge it at one of the police officers. Then the police officers throw him to the ground. And then all of a sudden, he becomes a victim. Watch. So they throw him down, and now he's getting ready to go to where they're going to be talking to him, and he becomes a victim. Watch.
Who are you with?
I'm with Fox 7.
Fox 7? Yeah, what's your name?
Carlos.
Carlos, what do you think of this?
I think it's they were pushing me, and they say that I hit an officer. I didn't hit an officer. They were pushing. You know what I mean? They were pushing me.
I'm a legal observer. What's your name and date of birth? We're going to send attorneys to you.
Has this ever happened?
No, this never happened to me. You know what I mean? I was just covering things.
Did you tell them you were the press?
Yeah, I told them that I was the press.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point. And Shannon's saying, what do you think? What do you think his nationality is? What do y'all think? His name is Carlos? His name is Carlos. But you know, I mean, why is he? So for a lot of people didn't think that he actually lunged the camera at him. I actually slowed it down. You can see him right there in the center of the screen. Watch. It slowed down, and he's kind of pushing back. And watch. He's going to move forward right behind that police officer.
Nobody's behind him.
Watch. Right there. He's right behind that police officer. You see what he did with the camera? Did y'all see it right there? Look right there. Look at his left hand, too. Right there. His left hand, and the camera comes off of his shoulder. And he does it again, and the police officer that's right there beside him to his right Watch what that police officer does. Police officer sees him do it again. And then the police officer drags him and throws him down. Right there.
Deserved.
Right there. Throws him down. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back from this break, look, give us a call. The phone line is open. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.